Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So even though I've moved away from Seattle, I still have friends and family in Seattle getting minor updates about the silliness that is the politics out there. Get a little bit of a contrast of what's going on here, but the news is definitely not the same out here as it is out there, let alone the lack of audio consumption. I need to find a good radio station, but I think it's the market that I'm in. Knoxville is significantly smaller than Nashville, so who knows really what's going on. Even though Nashville is the state capital, Seattle is not the state capital of Washington. They're just the city that takes all the news. But I guess we'll start off in Seattle, 2015. City itself decided to pass a gun and ammo tax within the city limits in an attempt to help curb gun violence. So they added a $25 per gun tax and then a 2 cent per bullet tax on 22 long rifle ammunition, the teeny tiny bullets. And then any other kind of bullet would get a 5 cent tax per bullet per in the box. So 50 bullets at 5 cents is $2.50 of tax on top of the 9% sales tax that goes on. So your $20 box of ammo is actually taxed at 20%. So almost you spend almost $25 in the city of Seattle. Well, since that legislation passed in the city of Seattle, again, to help fund gun violence research at Harborview Medical Center, it's kind of fallen flat. Apparently, ammo was just a little bit too expensive, not worth the price, and especially when you could just drive across the city lines to go buy ammo at a much more reasonable price. Because in 2020, the city only collected $85,352, which was only $7,800 more than the $77,518 collected in 2018. Not collecting a whole lot of money when they were supposed to be collecting $500,000 a year. Gun shops moved out of Seattle, so jobs were lost, businesses closed, revenue all around is down. But I guess making money really wasn't Seattle's main intention, even though they said that they were going to use it for gun violence research. It's just to get rid of the guns. No guns for people. Because now, in the legislature, a bill has been introduced. It's not law just yet, but it's the Democrats. It's a supermajority state. What they want goes. Kind of like how it goes here. If the Republicans want it, it goes. Supermajority state. But Washington State wants to add an 11% sales tax to all ammunition. Just for the right, the privilege, not the right, the privilege to shoot, to use ammunition. I didn't know using ammunition was a privilege other than the fact that it's already expensive. And if you're going to own a gun, you should practice with it. The last thing you want to do is be aiming at one thing and then shoot incorrectly and have the gun fire left, right, up, down, and you completely miss your target and you hit something in the background that you were not aiming at or not intending to shoot. So this privilege of using ammunition, because apparently you need lots of money to go shoot it. So we're going to tax it because you have lots of money to just spend frivolously. This is absurd and annoying and infuriating. And I don't even live in the state anymore. This is one of those things where if you live in Washington State, call your representative, email them, tell them this is absurd. You can't safely operate your weapon if you can't practice with it. Because again, it costs money. Because we all are just little plebs. And the reading of the bill, at least in this, they didn't read the bill, but within the little section of the news article that they share, it says this new This use tax is levied on every person in the state for the privilege of using ammunition as a customer or as a consumer at the rate of 11% of the selling price. But two sentences later, the tax imposed under this section does not apply to sales to state, local, or tribal governments for the purposes of supplying law enforcement agencies. So the law enforcement gets to practice and practice and practice and practice and practice part of their regular schedule, probably on a weekly or biweekly basis. Definitely within an annual basis, you're supposed to have fired a certain number of rounds to make sure that you're proficient and not going to hurt one of the bystanding public when you're out there. Do they arrest people in Seattle anymore? I know in the Eastern Washington, they're probably still arresting people for crimes and whatnot. Western Washington, who knows? So no practice for the plebs, unless you can really, 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 really afford it. But even then, you're still kind of limited on what you're able to do. Because back in 2023, Jay Inslee, I don't even want to be sarcastic. He is one of the worst governors. One of. There's a lot tied for first. He's definitely tied for first with a couple others. But Jay Inslee of Washington State signed HB 1240 into law that bans the manufacture, import, distribution, sale of any assault weapon. Unless you're in the law enforcement. Law enforcement can have the assault weapons. And then there's the magazine capacity. Not allowed to have more than 10 rounds of ammo in your magazine when you go shooting. Now, I'm sure there's a good enough argument that you don't need 30 rounds to take out people that are trying to break into your home. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they're all cracked out on PCP. And they just keep coming at you. They don't even realize that they've been shot. So don't worry. The police will protect you, even though the police are... Granted, the Seattle area are understaffed. The King County Prosecution Office is good luck getting them to prosecute anything worth any time. People actually get released from jail from their holding time before they're prosecuted. Sometimes it takes upwards of 6 months. Good thing people don't repeat offend at all. So Washington State smacking around the plebs, the people that want to be proficient, don't want to do extra harm, want to spend money in a qualifying sport. Used to know someone that went out, did shooting twice a month, at least once a month, just for target practice shooting, competition, healthy competition, camaraderie with the fellow gun shooters. But no, it's not just about the plebs. It's about the gun stores too. We need to make sure that guns aren't getting stolen, swiped off the shelves, because we know those gun dealers are swindly people that are going to fudge all the numbers because they don't work hard enough to get their federal firearms license. You know, the thing that says that they're A-okay to sell guns to make sure that they're not going to abuse this privilege to sell people the right to bear arms. No, gun stores in Washington need to increase their security. They're not already a giant target on their back with the fact that they've got all these fancy pieces of equipment laying around. There's new legislation out there that says that they need to increase where their guns are stored, increase the security, and all of their weapons, when they are shut down for the evening, need to go into fireproof safes. But there also needs to be bars on the windows, steel doors at the front. This is not just in Seattle. This is all statewide, both the 11% tax and this enhanced security, which also includes making sure that everybody has video and audio recording equipment. Now, the gun store I used to frequent had that, made sure that they were able to record everything that was going on. They want to be insured. They want to be able to prove what was going on, do their best. And maybe some stores can't afford the same amount, but they definitely did what they could, again, to make sure that they were protected. The new House Bill, 2118, wants higher resolution for all cameras. They want video, audio, and motion detection in much higher definition than whatever the previous standard is. It needs to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always. Wonder what happens when the power goes out due to excessive battery charging. And the recordings must be stored for a minimum of 6 years. This is the 2024 legislative session. They hope to have this passed within the first quarter, it seems, so that way these effects can kick in by January 1, 2025. Now, this doesn't sound terrible, does it? You know, again, upgrade, make sure it all, we record everything that's going on. A couple people within this article have mentioned that it's not financially feasible for one shop just to install these cameras. Just the cameras to have installed and, you know, getting the immediate backup going on was $282,000. And pocket change. It's a gun store. They're just raking in money, aren't they? Other people, I guess, need serious upgrades because we're looking at over $500,000. One person quoted $700,000. Now, maybe their security system is just not right. Little mom and pop shop, you know, a little one door, one entryway coming in. Kind of jam-packed, only so much stuff in there. But you need to be able to run those backups. Again, the backups are kind of what's going to kill you with all of this. The estimations used in this article goes along to say, assuming the surveillance video is 1080p at an average of 5 megabits per second, which is within the typical range for 1080p video to ensure high quality, the system would need 117.1 terabytes for 6 years of continuous 24/7 video and audio recording per camera. From just a consumer perspective, without a video surveillance system, including camera installation, this would run at least $300,000 just in external terabyte hard drives. So a chunk of change just for the hard drives. And you get the decent cameras, which I guess are pocket change compared to how many terabytes of data you need to be able to store. Let's not talk about the installation costs, paying a couple of wire monkeys to go through and wire up your business and install things and make it look professional. You don't want kind of crappy looking cameras hanging around. And then paying for the backup situations, making sure that, you know, Amazon or whoever's running your backup server, need to make sure that those fees are always paid because you're not storing that many hard drives in the back of your office. I don't even, how do you store that many hard drives in just a closet? You're going to need your own AC unit. Don't overstress the grid system, please. And it's even outside of the range of possibility for some of the absolute largest gun dealers in Washington. Wade's Gun Shop in Bellevue. Went there a handful of times, a little bit on the pricier side, but if you wanted guns or ammo, they definitely knew what they were talking about. Very professional, very well done business. And they even say that they can't even do it. It's too expensive, cost prohibitive. It's just out there to quash these gun dealers. So no more gun dealers are going to be allowed in Washington because they won't be able to afford it. Mom and pops, obviously not. And then again, these bigger ones, no. Unless you really raise up your prices and then all of a sudden no one's going to be able buying guns anyways, because they can't afford the guns, they can't afford the taxes, they can't afford to shoot them. What's the point of owning a gun? The police have all the guns. It's okay. You know, we can say guns are bad and dangerous. Go for it. But when you need a gun, when someone's breaking into your house, cops are only minutes away, and you're seconds away from dealing with whatever the criminal is doing inside your house. It's kind of like when you got a fire on your stove or in the corner of the garage, or maybe an ember popped out from the fireplace and it's torching your nice brand new carpet, your new rug. Maybe little Johnny got a hold of your lighter and now he's setting the sofa on fire. Well, the fire department's only minutes away. Don't you worry. We don't need things like fire extinguishers laying around the house in case stuff happens. Should probably put a tax on those too. I mean, fires are going to be started. We need to make sure that everybody's all nice and safe. You know, protect the climate change outside your front door. If your grass is just a little bit too brown and you decide to have a barbecue in the middle of the grass instead of on the driveway. Gun violence exists here down in Tennessee. I didn't decide to chase that rabbit hole. Bunch of poor people. Bunch of hill folk out here. Everybody's got guns. Everybody has guns. And it kind of qualifies under the terms of an armed society as a polite society. Only under the general terms that you don't really want to piss people off. Because you don't know who's carrying. It's kind of the goal of it. Don't feel like getting your head smacked around or holes added to your body where there weren't holes before over some silly stuff. And whether you have a concealed carry permit or not doesn't absolve you from pulling your weapon out. You still can get in a lot of trouble, both in Washington State and here in Tennessee. You're not supposed to be brandishing your weapon. You're only supposed to pull your weapon in times of absolute need when your life is actually in fear of being threatened. One of the things that has been introduced into the legislature here in Tennessee this legislative session is an advanced concealed carry permit. Down here, you can get your concealed carry permit, and you can walk around carrying a pistol underneath your shirt. No problem. Not get in trouble. But you're not supposed to carry it into certain other locations, such as schools, government buildings, places that have a sign that say, no guns allowed, even if that's your local Starbucks. You're not supposed to carry a gun with your concealed carry. But if you get the enhanced carry permit, which is a little bit more intensive of understanding on the carrying aspect of weapons, you actually have to go through 8-hour class of training with certified people. You're actually allowed to carry, concealed carry, into places that say no guns allowed. Idaho even passed a law that said if you got the advanced permit, you can, as a staffer, you can carry a concealed weapon on campus. Something to help protect the kids. Not everybody gets the gun. Not everybody gets the permit. But only a handful of people that actually want to stand up, defend their local society, their local community, can do so. But not in Washington. Nope. You guys get to deal with the cops. And to a point, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a better thing. You know, we don't want everybody just popping off guns. You never know what'll happen. It's all absurd. I started reading all this the other day and just started getting frustrated. And I don't even live in Washington anymore. It's too much for me. Too absurd. I'm not going to take my guns and go out and do stupid stuff with them. They're tools. There's a specific function for them. And if I'm going to go out sport shooting, I don't feel like having it cost an arm and a leg. Which is actually the other kind of funny thing. That 11% sales tax on all ammunition balances out to that 5 cents per round on the larger rounds of ammunition. But it adjusts for inflation so much better than just a straight up decimal point dollar that goes on each one. So instead of 5 cents on a 50 round box that costs $50, you now get 5.5 cents per round. What a deal. What a deal. These people out in Washington are absolute business geniuses. And now I'm going to go off and grumble into the sunset, because again, this is all absurd. Pay attention, people. Write your representatives out there in Washington. Fix this stuff. Don't let them run you through. Protect yourselves. We'll see what's happening here in Tennessee. Because I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noauthority.social. I've got a website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find links to show notes. Got a handful in today's episode. There's links to past episodes in the show notes that are available there. There's a link for Tabletop Woodworks, my own personal business, if you need a little bit of extra value for value. Because this show is released on a value for value proposition. I release this podcast in hopes that you find value out of it, be it the single episode or the entire catalog. And if you did, fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a reason to go out and talk to their representative and tell them to quit taxing me out of my guns. But if you found that this show was worth a cup of coffee or maybe a brand new AR-15 BMG 3700, go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, you click that value for value button, it'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you find a number that you find appropriate, and you donate. Takes you to PayPal. Or you send in some satoshis like today's executive producer, KR, who streamed in 268 satoshis through the podcast Podverse podcast app. And yeah, he streamed those in. I'm done. My brain is cooked. Stream those in through the Podverse app. You can do that yourself. Get yourself a modern podcast app. Join the podcasting revolution. Get yourself a podcast app because not all podcasts get to stay around forever. Through the new podcasting index, podcast index, shows don't disappear. ModernPodcastApps.com, TabletopWoodworks.com, BillyBones.com. The websites are numerous. But thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.